And Rebbe has me. Rebbe has the floor to speak to the shir now.
Okay, thank you very much. I missed you all. Are the fellas back yet?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Goodman?
Yeah, Rebbe.
Everybody?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Okay. I'd like to thank everyone for their visits and calls. And hopefully, there's a shame we could see each other in the near future.
Amen.
Yesterday, we learned the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid about a person who's eating macholas asuras. He's eating trace of meat. Does he make a bracha rishona or a bracha achrona on the trace meat? And we said, an example could be a boy, a girl, a bal tshuva, who are not yet bal tshuva, but is involved in some kiruv organization, and comes and asks the question that they know that hopefully one day they'll eat kosher, but right now they're not eating kosher, but they still learn that there's an inyan of making brachas. So can they make a bracha on the non-kosher food they're eating? So we saw that the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos Perek Aleph Halacha Yutet says Kol Ochel Dover Oster Bein Mizodam Bein Mishkoga Einu Mavarach Halach Lo Betchila Velo Besof. You don't make any bracha if you eat Macholos Asurah. And the Ravid disagreed, and the Ravid says, as he says at the end, Kevan A Bracha Betchila Besof Lama Yivarku Hol Benenu. Bracha is Sahanah, bracha Rishona. If you get Hanah, even if it's trade food, you should make a bracha. And the only thing that trade is different from anything else, besides that it's also to eat trade, but the only other difference is that if three people got together and ate trade food, they wouldn't have a zima. But in terms of making a bracha Rishona, bracha Achrona, the Rishon says certainly they do, and the Rambam disagrees. And we saw in Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rambam, that you don't make a bracha on Macholos Asuras. There is a Yerushalmi on page 4. Yerushalmi says, Tani Matzah Zula Osir Levarech Aleha. That stolen matzah you can't make a bracha on. Amar Avoshai Hashem Uvoseya Borech Ne'et Hashem. Now, at first glance, Bukhara, this Yerushalmi has nothing to do with our Machlokas Rambam and Ravid, because this is talking about a mitzvah, the mitzvah of Masa. And Mistama is talking about the bracha Birkas HaMitzvah, whether you make the Birkas HaMitzvah or not. So the Yerushalmi says you don't, just like the Bavli says when you take, when you make dough, and your mashrish challah, on if the dough was stolen, the chitim was stolen, then you don't make a bracha because it's boseh barach noit hashem. It's considered a curse to God. Then the Yerushalmi continues, Amar Rav Yoina hadad etem v'tchila, avol besof lo domir v'chayev lo. But that's only before you were kone. In other words, the halacha is that if you stole something, and there's yeish, person who's misyayish, and then you did a shinoi to it, so then you kone. It doesn't mean that you're allowed to do it, and you still have to pay for it. But whatever you stole, you can keep. If there was yeish, and now the object, and subsequent to the yeish, there's a shinoi maisa. So the same thing he says over here, that hadad etem, when do we say you can't make a bracha on the matzah, that's betchila. But besof, meaning if it's already after the yeish and the shinoi, then you can make it with domim v'chayiv lo. Because he's only chayiv to pay money. The object is his. But then the Yerushalmi continues, Rav Yona Omer ein aveira mitzvah. So since the thing came about an aveira, you can't make a bracha on it. Yosi Omer Eina Mitzvah Aveira. Same type of idea. Amar Hila Eila Mitzvah Kim Siyosim Kim Tzvotim Hei Mitzvah Im Lav Eina Mitzvah. But I don't think this Yerushalmi has any relevance to the Machlokes Rambam and Raavad, because Yerushalmi is not talking about the Lechora, about the Birkas HaMitzvah. The Birkas HaMitzvah, then you shouldn't make on a mitzvah that was stolen. But whether you make a Birkas HaNenin, that's a separate issue, and that the Rambam says no, and the Raavad says yes.
Rabbi?
Yeah. Who's talking?
Yoni Kirshner.
Yeah.
Couldn't you say that, why does the matzah necessarily have to be eaten on Pesach? If he was eating the matzah on any other day of the year, it would be just a regular bracha nana, and not a bracha mitzvah.
Right, if you're eating matzah the rest of the year, so then it's a shayla of birkas hanana, and then it would be a machlokas rambam and raavad. But l'chora, this Yerushalmi pashtus is not talking about the rest of the year, it's talking about on Pesach.
Okay.
That's the pashtus shah. So it's on Pesach. So on Pesach we make two brachas on the matzah. We make a motzi lechem and aretz and a shekhet shalom mitzvot of tivon alachilas matzah. So l'chora, the Yerushalmi is referring to the brach of alachilas matzah. Okay?
Yeah, thanks.
So we mentioned yesterday on page 5, let l'halacha we paskin about dover itzer. That's the Rambam sheet. The Taz wants to point out on the bottom of page 5, Elanira de Gam Harayvin Eno Kolek Al Oko Gitsu Bemeid El Al Oko Beshogi. He wants to tell us that the Raivid would agree that if you're eating it Bemeid, even the Raavad would agree you shouldn't make a bracha. See, we said yesterday, why is it relevant what the Raavad holds? The Raavad says you can make a bracha. And we said it might be relevant because maybe B'shat HaKras, when you have this Baal Shuvah who really wants to make a bracha and it's going to break his heart or something like that, if you don't let him, so maybe B'shat HaKras, you can let him rely on the Sheep of Raavad, who says you can make a bracha, Birkat HaNenin on Makhola Sursuras. But the Taz says that even the Raavad only meant that if it's Beshogeg. And Beshogeg, he'll explain, means that you were nena to do it. You were forced to do it. But if it's Bemezid, that he thinks even the Raavad would be moida, that you don't make a bracha. Al-Nira digama Raavad ain't a cholik al-ochel yisra Bemezid, el al-ochel Beshogeg. Shekhafras of Arambam Sham. Okay, but not everyone agrees with this Taz. But that's the Taz of Shita, that only the Shogeg was the right of calling, but maybe he would agree. Pashtus is not like that, because Pashtus is, the right is saying, if you got Hanoah. So why should there be a chilut between Mazin and Shogeg? If it's far as that you got Hanoah, there shouldn't be any difference. Shouldn't be any difference. Well, then the Shulchan Aruch continues on page 6. In Ochol Dover Issa, the Mokom Shakan and the Barkim Allah. In other words, we just got through saying that the Rambam Shita is that you don't make a bracha Rishona on Macholas Asuros. Right? You don't make a bracha Rishona on Macholas Asuros. But that's talking about a case where you have no heter to eat the macholas asuras. Namely, that you're either doing it the shogeg or the mazid, but there's no heter. Maybe you didn't know about it, maybe you were forced into it, or maybe you did it mamish the mazid. But there was no heter whatsoever to do it. So then the Rambam says, you're eating macholas asuras, but there's no heter, even if it's the shogeg, but there was no heter to do it, then you don't make a bracha. But if somebody is sick and he has to eat macholas asuros to help him, and it's a shayla pikuach nefesh, or an example of a person that's stuck on a desert island, he's stuck someplace, and if he doesn't eat the macholas asuros, he's going to die. So he has a heter pikuach nefesh to eat the macholas asuros. So the Chaver says the machol davar iser, the makom sakana mevarchim alav. That if you ate a davar iser, the makom sakana, then you're mevarchim alav. So So that means the Mechaber and Paschans like the Rambam is claiming that even the Rambam is Moda, that when even the Rambam is Moda, that B'makom Sakana, you can make a bracha Rishon. The Taz disagrees with this also, because the Taz's opinion is that the whole Machlokas Rambam and Ravid is only the Shogeg, and Shogeg can mean honest. And yet the Rambam still says you don't make a bracha. So the Taz doesn't agree with this Machaber. But the Pashas is, that's how we pass it, like the Machaber. But if you're eating makol for source without a heter, so then you don't make. But if there's a heter, then you do make. And that's the shayla also on Yom Kippur. What's the din if somebody has to eat on Yom Kippur? So on page 7, the Gosh Maimon says, on the bottom of page 7, 3 lines from the bottom, Oz Beis, the following sheish was sakana. And he's eating in Kippur. In other words, when he's saying Birkat Hamazon, he has to have, say, Yalav Yavo, and in the Yalav Yavo, he makes an insert to Yom Kippur. So the assumption is clearly that he makes Birkat Hamazon. And of course, he makes Birkat Hamazon, he also makes the Birkat Hamazon beforehand. But there are partial. The Vatayah Ka'okim. In other words, he's doing something that's mutter. Adraba. Mitzvah ka'avid. It's a mitzvah to eat on Yom Kippur if the person is not well. Yom Kippur for this sick person is like Shai Yotis. Shalom Neyabir Baruch Zalatkan. This is from the Maram Rutenberg. So 1 second. So the Hagos Maimoni Paskin that when you eat on Yom Kippur, you make a bracha. So that fits into this Mechaber. Because the Mechaber Shita is like the Rambam, that normally you don't make a bracha on Macholos Asuris. But that's if it's Macholos Asuris. But this is not Macholos Asuris. This is, he's doing something that's totally mutter. So he's doing something mutter, you can make a bracha. Yeah.
No, I'm just
going to
point out that...
Who's speaking?
Yaakov Shulker.
Yaakov.
Shalom. No, Rebbe just concluded the sentence by saying that it's already, since the mitzvah, it's not Rachel's, there's no shayla even by this case.
I can't hear you.
There's no shayla even by this case.
There's no shayla.
Of not making a bracha, because it's not forget about Rachel's Surah, just like he wrote.
Right, there's no shayla, right?
Yeah, so I'm just
going to,
what the
Havamina
is to say, it's a problem.
Oh, so Yaakov asked a good question. He says, why don't we even have to spend a second of the time discussing Yom Kippur? Because Yom Kippur will cause passion. If he's sick and he's glad he had Yom Kippur, he makes the bracha. Oh, but look in the next page, Yaakov, in Shuvat Haramba. Shuvat Harashba, rather. Shuvat Harashba on page 8. He says one of the achronim says you shouldn't make a bracha because the apple got the law of shadul mitani. Even though you're going to get hana, I'll be honest. He says, this is considered honest, even though you're getting hanah. Bavaki Isha Shenensa, which he lost the honest, was self of a rotsum. So Isha is Nensa, and originally she was Nensa, and later on in the course of the Bia, she's enjoying it, so it's still considered honest. Because the Tchilah is the honest. So the same thing over here. He has to eat, because Yom Kippur, he's going to die if he doesn't eat. So it's honest. And yet, he might have been enjoying it, but still it's considered an honest. So the question is, so one of the achronim says, one of the opinions says that you shouldn't make a bracha. But the Rashba says, Shuvah eini ro'a b'divrei zeh ha'achron klum, dvarim shel Torah. He says it's wrong. Meaning definitely you do make a bracha. Shalom ro'a b'okol hevel elo she'ein l'zamnim alo klum, ha'she'einu Roy Litaber Litzparis. Avahula Atma Bavarach Tchila Vesof. The Mishachal Shum Loyokal Shumacher. He says that if a person is eating Tevel, so Eim is Amnilos. Like the Rive is said. Avahula Atma Bavarach Tchila Vesof. The Mishachal Shum Loyokal Shumacher. You know what that means? Mishachal Shum Loyokal Shumacher? What does that phrase mean? That's the Gemara in Brachas. It's talking about a person who put food into his mouth without a bracha. So the question is, so do we say now, since he forgot the bracha in the beginning, so he doesn't make a bracha? No. If you did something wrong, you don't continue doing this, the wrong thing. The same thing, the expression is, mishachol shum, if you ate garlic, right, and you have bad breath because of your garlic, so you don't say, well, eat more garlic. No, it will make it even worse. So the same thing over here. He's allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, but don't say that he shouldn't make a bracha. He should make a bracha, but if he's not going to make a bracha, he's making the situation even worse. So Yaakov is going to pick the shoulder. You know what the Rashi is saying here? Rashi is saying an unbelievable thing. The Rashi is saying is that the reason why you make a bracha on what? On eating on Yom Kippur is because the Rashi paskens like the Raven. That by Macholos Asuras you make a bracha. But if you would paskin like the Rambam, that by Macholos Asuras you don't make a bracha, so you wouldn't make a bracha by Yom Kippur either.
Why?
Because maybe he learns that the Pshat in Yom Kippur is like the Chuya. It's not Pshat, it's like Yom Tov Acher. It's like, Yom Kippur's there. It's just you have a Heter.
Okay,
so this Shuva the Rash Bishver. The Pashas is what you said, Yaakov. The Pashas is what you said. That for sure the Rambam should agree that you make a Bracha. And in Shulchan Aruch, on page 9, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Cholah she'ochel biyom haKippur, cholah she'ein yom kippur, v'nitziyashev daito, v'inyan she'yochel levarech, tzarech lehazkir she'ein yom haKippur in the Birkat Hamazon." He has to mention yom kippur in the Birkat Hamazon. She'ome yalo v'yovo v'bo'ne Yerushalayim. He says yalo v'yovo v'bo'ne Yerushalayim. So memela what? So Ramela, the same Shulchan Aruch who passes like the Rambam, that you don't make a bracha on Lacharos Asuras, agrees by Yom Kippur. And Lacharos Pashas, like you said, Yaakov. Lacharos Pashas. Lacharos Pashas.
Ready? Ready?
Yes.
Can I sign it?
I'm looking, who is it?
Mayor.
Mayor from Fairmore.
Yes, from Fairmore. I was thinking that one of the big differences between the case of Yom Kippur and Lacharos Asuras could be that when you're eating on Yom Kippur, you're not eating Machol Asura. The food is not Asur.
Right.
You're not allowed to eat on the Chag.
Right, exactly.
So I don't know, maybe that was what you said, or maybe that was the difference between the two.
Yeah, so it should be totally no problem.
Oh, that's what you were saying? Okay.
Ready?
Yes. Who's talking?
Mordechai Slovin.
Mordechai, how are you?
Baruch Hashem.
How's okay.
Right, I don't really understand the Chuvah Sarash, but his Raya is by a woman who's Denas. Because I think we learned in Soups last year that she can't change her Ratzon to become now, she can't now have Ratzon and just make the best of the situation, so to speak, because then she becomes Aser to her Baal. So the Chafila, she can't change her Ratzon. It's not really an Ones case. We don't kill her. We don't make her bring a Korban, but it's still Aser for her to change her Ratzon.
Yeah.
So I don't understand the comparison. It's not really like its own. It's, you can't.
So that's
you can't,
a lot.
You can't just say, well, once we're in an Oni situation on Yom Kippur, then everything gets thrown out the window. You still have to make the best of the situation.
Yeah. And therefore, what do you want
and
to
therefore
say?
Therefore, you have to make a bracha. I mean, you can't just say it's Oni, so we're going to treat it as if you're not doing anything wrong in the first
place. Right. That's the passage, like what you're saying. Okay.
Thank you.
Rabbi?
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Ari Schneider.
Ari Schneider?
Yeah.
How are you?
Good.
Okay.
What would be pshat if he ate on purpose under the kippur? If you're gonna say like Meir, who just spoke, then and the distinction is not that it's us or food per se, but that on Yom Kippur it's us. It's very different according to him. So maybe you would still say that it's butter. That you would make a bracha.
I couldn't hear you, Tola.
Is the question on Yom Kippur, is it that it's a davar aser, meaning it's an aser thing, or is it that the food is aser?
Right.
Yom Kippur, the food's never aser.
Right.
It's just an aser thing.
Right.
If you're going to say the reason why you don't make a bracha is because it's an aser thing, then even on Yom Kippur you wouldn't make a bracha, if you do it on purpose.
Right.
But if you're going to say it's just that the food is aser, then even if you did it on purpose on Yom Kippur...
Ari is making an interesting point. In other words, this din in the Haber and the Hagos Maimoni that says that you make a bracha on Yom Kippur was only talking about a chola, right? Right, they all speak about chola.
Yeah, right.
So what would be the din if a person eats the maize of the Yom Kippur? I mean, if we thought you could have such a scenario that a person is eating the maize when he's not allowed to be eating, could he make a bracha? So you're saying that it should be Haba Hatalia?
I don't know.
Well, it's mashma from the Shulchan Aruch, it's only by a chola. Because, in other words, it's mashma that only if you're not doing an Aveira, that's when you make a bracha. But if you're doing an Aveira, then you don't make a bracha.
Right.
Who's speaking?
Ellie Cole,
how are you?
Yes, I'm very
sure. Okay, say it again.
He's not having a law. There's no Israel having a law. So, what's the reason that Rabban said you don't make a problem? Because you're not having a law from your business. But over here in Yom Kippur, he's allowed to have a law from
business. In Yom Kippur, a regular person's allowed to have a law from food?
No, the
whole
isn't allowed
to have a law. He's not allowed to eat the food.
And the Cole's allowed to eat banana from the food.
The Rabban said that, not the Rabban.
So what are you trying to say, Ellie?
The reason why he's allowed, he's having a lot from the food in Yom Kippur. It's not that he's allowed to use the food in Yom Kippur.
So therefore, what should be the din? So therefore, what's your conclusion? Therefore, what?
So therefore, that the Shulchan Aruch makes sense. It's not the.
That only by cholent. But say you're not a chola and you eat on Yom Kippur?
Yes, or you wouldn't.
Then you wouldn't make a bracha.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's also that first that one
off. Because you're not allowed to eat.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Right. And according to the Ravid, Bukhara, it shouldn't make a difference. According to the Ravid, right, you'd always make a bracha.
Well, right.
Alright. Okay. Now we're both sides. We're going to start. Does anyone have anything else to say? We're going to start the same topic, but a new Rambam, a different Rambam, and I want to think you to think about it, and then we'll continue. I don't know if we'll have time to finish it today, but we'll. What would you say without looking inside? The following case. You go to a store, okay? You listening? You go to the store and you ask to buy some meat. You buy a certain amount of meat, $50 worth of meat, you bring it home for your family. Okay? $50 worth of meat. Right? And then, and what happens is, you unfortunately, you serve it to your family, all of them meat, and it's all eaten up. And then it's found out that the meat that was purchased was trefa meat. So what's the din? No.
Simon?
Yeah?
I would say that according to the Rebbe, you
would... Who's speaking?
Mayor.
Yeah, Mayor.
According to the Rebbe, you would for sure make a bracha, achrona, and that according to the Rambam...
Well, I'm not asking a bracha achrona. I mean, say you found out about it the next day. You already made a bracha rishona. You didn't know about it.
Yes,
yeah,
so
a bracha. You made a bracha rishona, you made a bracha achrona. So the question at hand is, do you have a right to get a refund from the salesman? What's the din?
Yes.
For sure, right?
Yeah.
To the butcher now?
The butcher, say he didn't know, but the bottom line is, now he knows. So he knows that he ended up selling you non-kosher food. Right? He sold you non-kosher food and you ate it. So he was machshel you in eating non-kosher food, right?
And it was a metaphor.
Correct? So the question at hand is, if he's machshel you to eat non-kosher food, so l'chora, the din should be, look, well, you ate, and there's nothing to talk about, so you'll do tshuva, whatever. But you ate, right? But the question is now, in dine momentum. Well, do you have a right to get a refund? So what would you say? Well, for sure, right? Does anyone want to say otherwise?
I would like to say otherwise.
What?
I would like to say otherwise.
Who are you?
Arya Schneider again.
Yeah?
I think that, why should he get his money back? He had enough.
He never know. That's what I
would
know.
You don't think he should get his money back?
Enough. All right. But he got.
He got a dinner's meal.
He got, and he didn't have to spend his own more money on the. How can you know? He didn't have to spend.
Well, let's
money.
Say it was priced the same amount, but there was a mistake in the delivery. There was a mistake in the delivery.
Okay.
So the price was the same $50 that he would have bought if it was kosher meat. It was just a mistake in the delivery.
Right.
So Arya says that he doesn't think he should get his money back.
He got his money back.
Because he got his money's worth of food.
Yeah, otherwise he would have a free meal. He didn't have to spend money on...
Do you guys agree with Arya or disagree with him?
Disagree.
Who's you?
Al-Yadah.
I disagree. Why?
Yeah. I think the kinyan was never chal.
The kinyan was never chal?
Yeah.
I don't know, is the question of kinyan being chal, is it a question that, I mean, it's in your stomach now.
Yeah, but so, the original kinyan was never, you didn't want that. You didn't want that.
Yeah, but the bottom line is you ate it.
How are you
going to
prove that you were the one that bought it?
No.
He didn't sit down.
What?
How are you
going
to prove that you're the one of the people that bought it?
Because he knows, he gave it.
I mean, it's clear that you wanted kosher meat. That's not a shayla.
Now that you hate the meat, there's no meat left to prove that you...
We're being honest here.
Yeah, we're seeing.
It's not really.
Not really.
It's not really.
No, so does anyone else have an opinion on this shayla?
Rabbi?
Yeah?
Because it was impossible for you to know that it wasn't kosher, so...
Who's speaking?
Kalman Oni.
Kalman, yeah?
It's in this case, it's impossible for you to know that it wasn't kosher, so that you ate it, it's not like you should have... It's not like you bought it and then you should have realized that it wasn't kosher, so therefore, now that you ate it, it's your achrayus, and you know, you shouldn't get your money back. It's the whole trust is going into the fact that that what he's putting in his mouth is kosher. So once he makes the kinyan, it should be the same din. It's just as if he's putting it in his mouth right away, because why should we expect anything else? He doesn't know whether or not it's kosher or not. What do you want from the guy? You know, he doesn't.
So therefore what?
So therefore, I think that that he should get his money back.
He should get his money back.
Yeah.
Because he bought kosher meat and he ended up getting something he didn't pay for.
And
so he never got the kosher meat that he paid for.
And
so he should get the whole thing back.
Yeah, but I'm saying especially because there was no way for him to know, even after he got rid of the thing that he bought. There was no way for him to know otherwise that it was.
Okay, does anyone else want to say like Aryeh Schneider? Aryeh Schneider is a Shita Yechida.
I say you don't get the money back also.
Who are you?
Mayor
Phelan? Yeah.
For exactly Common's reason that you do get back, I think it makes sense that you should get the money back. If the guy had hanah from the meat because there was absolutely no way for him to know that it was not kosher, so he ate it as if it was kosher. So he got the complete hanah from the meat. So in that case, I would think you don't get the money back.
Really? Wow. So let's see what the Rambam says about that. On page 10. Amokhe bocho lechaveiro. If you sold meat to your friend, v'nimsa bocho bechor. And it turns out that it wasn't meat that you eat. The meat was a meat from a bechor. Right? If the animal's a bechor, you're not allowed to eat that meat because it's a korban. Or peiros, if you bought peiros, fruit, v'nimsa utvolim, and it turns out that the peiros were not kosher because they were tevel. Shumas and nitres were not removed. Or yayin, v'nimsa yayin nesach, or you bought yayin, and it turns out that the yayin is yayin nesach, masha ochal ochal. Whatever you ate, you ate. The yachzilo es hadomim. But the guy, the seller, has to refund you the money. Okay? So he says that you get your money back. The same call a mocker dover shall also walk with a Torah kachri dino. And anything that he sells you that's also to eat with a Torah, so is the halacha that you get your money back. Benjay a sura bakaris, whether it's there's an itakaris, benjay a sura balav zilva. But now the Rambam makes a huge statement. Ava a mocher dover lachaveiro shiitrachilosu midivay sofrim. Say, someone sells you something that the Israel is only what? Midrabanan. So imha you are payers kayom in machter as a payers no tells the dog. This you didn't eat it yet, so you just refund it. You'll get your money back. But the machlan, but if you already ate, ochal the ein hamocher machtuloklum. Say for example, chomech over a lava pesach. Let's take that as an example. We know that if you have chametz just a Pesach that wasn't sold, that was owned by a Jew, so you have a Jewish storekeeper who's not religious, so he didn't sell his chametz, and after Pesach, he sold you chametz shomer lava Pesach, and you thought it was kosher, and it turns out it was also midrabanan. So the halacha is, and you ate it already, so the Rambam says there, you don't get a refund. You only get a refund if the Israchima is the Raisa, but not if the Israchima is Midrabanan. So, Rabotai, what do you say to that? So, as Aryeh Schneider wants to question the whole Rambam, so let at least us assume, like the Rambam, that you don't get your money back by a Raisa. But by a Midrabanan, at least you should get your money back. No, by a Midrabanan, you don't. The sale is a sale, and you ate it, and you don't even get your money back. So how do we explain this difference in the Rambam Shita between a Daraisa and a Darabana? How would you explain the book? Hello?
Yeah.
That's David Bienenfeld.
Hello?
Yes?
So I would say that the way the kinyan goes here is, so you wanted to buy the regular food, like a cake, so you paid for that. So it could be restricted on kosher. So once you ate it, so you have to refund you the money because you meant to buy a kosher cake and he didn't give you that. But on the other hand, he gave you something and you took that by accident, so then you have to return it. But since it's not kosher nidaraisa, so you don't have to return because it's, you know, he shouldn't have.
But the rabbanan is also not kosher.
But the rabbanan, I think maybe the kinyan, you can say the kinyan is the kinyan counts, so it comes into your hands. And now it's got you returning it to him.
I don't understand. How come by the rabbanan, the rabbanan is also non-kosher?
Right, but I think already the kinyan goes, the kinyan goes over to you altogether.
Can you just explain it a little bit more to me?
So, I think midyaraisa, so you can look at it as two different kinyan going on at the same time. On the one hand, you're giving him money to buy cake, but he doesn't give you that cake, he gives you a different one. He gives you a different one, he gives you a non-kosher one. You want to buy a kosher one, he gives you a non-kosher one. So you gave him money, and he gave you a cake, but there's nothing on return for those two separate kinyan. In other words, you paid money, and he didn't give you anything. You took cake, but you didn't give him anything. Because you wanted to take kosher cake, but he that's what you're expecting, but he didn't give you that.
I don't think I'm following what you're saying. Could be I'm not hearing it totally.
So maybe when you're buying cake, so if I'm trying to, I'm looking to buy a cake, so I pay money for it, and then we can look at it as the store owner isn't giving me anything. But at the same exact time, he gives me a non-kosher cake, but I didn't give him any money for that. So at the time we thought that I was giving him money for the non-kosher cake, but I didn't, since that wasn't my intention was to buy a kosher cake, so
right.
It's really as if I gave him money, I didn't get anything in return.
Right.
But at the same exact time, he gave me a non-kosher cake.
Right.
For which I didn't really pay for.
So what about by Drabanam?
So Midir Rabbanan, the Kenyan's chal, all together as one. So I bought the cake.
Yeah, but still not kosher, you can't eat it.
Right, so but it's the same Kenyan instead of being two separate Kenyans.
But bottom line is, you're not allowed to eat a Rabbanan trade just like you can't eat a Daraisa.
Yeah, but since I already paid for it.
But why should it be a difference? Okay, Rabbanan, we're running a little short. The next time we'll have, it could be a Sunday and Monday, we'll let you know Rabbi Berger will be giving shir, but hopefully Tuesday we'll resume. Think about this, there was a world famous Nesivus, probably the most famous Nesivus there is in Shulchan Aruch, that discusses this distinction in the Rambam. And then after we see what the Nesivus says, we're going to go back to the original Rambam about Bracha, Machalas, and Surahs and see how it all ties in. Okay, everybody? So we'll start Chumash in 2 minutes?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll call you back.
You call me back?
Yes.
Okay.